The feelings that Felix Valencia described are universal. Almost everyone has had to face the challenge of mapping out a future before even being sure of who they are or who they will become. In our next story, produced by Soo-Yun Lee, we'll hear from classical guitarist Gabriel Ayala. His devotion to a craft, in this case music, guided him on that journey and helped him find strengths he didn't know that he had.
When I first started playing guitar, I thought, you know what, this is my voice. Felt like it was a way for me to express myself without actually having to tell somebody how I felt. My name is Gabriel Ayala, and I am a guitarist, a classically trained guitarist. Had the opportunity of playing saxophone, piano, I was in choir, and it wasn't until I was actually 15 or so that I received my first guitar. That when I was in my senior year, I said, well, what am I gonna do with my life? What am I really gonna do? I was like, I wanna go to, you know, school. I wanna be an educated person and hopefully be a good role model for my nieces and nephews, and that they can see if I can do it, anybody can do it. I wasn't the best of students, but it really inspired me to. So I practiced tons and tons and just gave up everything. Going out with buddies or doing anything and just trying to get to a higher level. And when we had our juries at the first semester, my instructor said, I think you're ready to be a performance major. It's a lifelong goal to find my sound, but I've been experimenting with different genres of music. When I was younger, all I wanted to do was play fast songs, just to show off, just to show how great my technique was. And as I got older, I thought, well, what about these slower songs? They're so sensitive. I've been playing a lot of tango music, but I've been playing flamenco music as well as jazz. Boswayaki tribe, and I'm kind of have been the first Native American classical guitarist. One of my goals is to help break the stereotypes of Native people. So it's important for me to talk about the importance of education, the importance of living a drug-free, alcohol-free, and even tobacco-free lifestyle, just because of the impact that it's had on reservations, with meth hitting on reservations so hard. It's just really sad when you see our youth just kind of in a constant decline of there's no hope for them. So in my travels, I try to inspire them and let them know, you know, you can do anything that you'd like. A lot of times it's kind of like, wow, an Indian does this. You know, and it's cool and it's funny, you know, because you see this youth and they're smiling and they're like, you look like me and you're doing that. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool, isn't it? And like, and you have like long hair even, and you didn't cut it and you speak your language. I try to introduce myself in my language and, you know, let them know. Sometimes I'll sing a traditional song at the beginning of my concerts to let people know I haven't forgotten who I am. And this instrument just gives me the opportunity to share those things, my values, what I uphold very high.